Welcome back to the Brendan Sorsby Show. Just kidding. It's afternoon delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And I know this is an Auburn channel. And I know that this is, you know, we like to talk about Auburn stuff for the most part. But look, honestly, the outcome of this does affect Auburn. It does affect everybody. In the SEC, and there's just some things that are being said, and like now the Big 12 is saying they could possibly boycott playing Texas Tech, and then the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent them letters saying he'll sue them if they or sanction them if they try to do that. It's just kind of backing up Texas Tech and what they're doing, and then Joey McGuire said some crazy stuff. The athletic director saying some crazy stuff. It's just we are really entering, I think, treacherous waters here.
Well, we're entering into, let's see how much of a victim we can make ourselves so nobody does anything poorly to us. And I say that with – let me preface this, Kyle, because we've said this. And I don't mind calling him out because he's talked about it on the show, so he's not going to mind me mentioning it. But somebody like Doug that I go on the Max Roundtable with, he had a gambling addiction. Like, it almost ended his marriage. It almost ended his career. And this was 20, 25 years ago. And so it is a thing. However, when – you use that crutch or you use somebody else's, you know, I guess, downfall, and you say, oh, that sounds like if I use that, I can get away with something. So I'll use it. I don't like the way this is being handled.
Well, he didn't have hold it. Hold on. Go back. Let me go back to you really quick, because this is kind of what we're talking about today. You said he had an addiction, and what almost happened?
Almost lost his marriage.
So there's consequences, yes, even if it's an addiction?
Yes, there's
what? You're kidding me.
And job, they told him you either get fixed or you're fired.
I am appalled.
So
I'm appalled, because what I'm being told right now is whatever problem or vice you have, if you call it an addiction, nobody can say anything for you. Nobody can say anything to you. There's no repercussions. You just get to go get quote unquote treated, which I don't know how you get treated for, you know, you just don't gamble. Just turn your phone, like, just delete your gambling apps. Don't block your bookie's number and don't go online. It seems pretty simple to me. But you just say, hey, it's an addiction, and you can't hold anything against me. Or if you do, I'll sue you. And that is the waters we're treading on right now, is simply you call something an addiction and you're good to go.
There seems to be zero accountability. And
well, there can't be now.
Exactly. and even the statement that the Texas Tech athletic director put out.
What a joke.
Read
the last part. I want you to read the last part of this statement. Okay?
You mean read the last paragraph? Is that what you want?
That's the good piece, right?
To my colleagues, I understand the frustration. Situation is hard. It is new. There is no perfect answer. The system we're operating within is binary, but the situation is not. We're open to ongoing conversations about how to best handle these issues. As an industry going forward, we will continue to be transparent in our decision-making. That's not true. And we will keep doing what we have always done and put students first.
Okay. First of all, there was a quote in there where he said, the rule is binary, but the situation is not? What did he say?
He said, the system we're operating within is binary. The situation is not.
I got news for you, my guy. The situation's binary. You either gambled or you didn't. And if you gambled, you're out of here. It doesn't matter if it's an addiction. It doesn't matter what you label it. buddy, if you do it, you're done. And people joked, the term sanctity of the game is being thrown out a lot. Like, this violates, if you allow this, if you just say this is okay, if I can just call it an addiction, if I get busted and I'm good, it completely violates the sanctity of the game. And people are like, oh, I mean, what's the sanctity of the game nowadays with college football? Anyways, and it's not about how that starting 11 got there. It's not about where they went to school for 4 years. It's not about how much money they're making. It's not about anything in regards to the outside world, okay, of how we arrive to those players being on the field. This is about now that it is an actual pure competition between two teams with the only goal in mind is to beat the other team, and then the best team wins. What we're doing now is opening a door, and if you crack this door, because don't think gambling sites won't get involved here and throw gigantic money. If you open this door slightly, now you make it to where outcomes can be. We're talking insider trading. Mm-hmm. We're talking, hey Kyle, your prop bet for over under, no. How about this? I look at the line. I'm a wide receiver. I've been averaging 5-6 catches a game, okay? The only thing I know that I'm sure I can do is go under. Yeah. So if the line for me is 5.5 receptions, okay, and I've got that fifth reception, now I could have put a giant sum on myself, and the next pass that comes my way, I can knock it down. Or just drop it, not catch it. I end with 5. I make a ton of money, or I tell people to do that, and I'll just say I have an addiction. If anything happens, I'll just say I have an addiction, and I'm good to go, I guess.
Or even worse than say knocking it down and giving a half-ass effort. Kyle, what if he just says I'm not going back in?
I twisted my ankle at 5. I'm just going to go sit out.
Yep, I'm going to go sit the bench. See you guys.
That's what we're tiptoeing on the thin ice to what could happen, right?
It is like, and the thing is that when he says that the system we're operating within is binary. The situation is not, buddy. The non-binary situation resides inside of the binary operating system. So you are talking out of both sides of your mouth.
How do you gamble in black and white?
You can't.
I'm sorry. How do you gamble in the gray?
You can't. Because you know why? Because you just said, how do you gamble? The rule says you can't gamble. Like, there's no gray area that says you can gamble on this but not this, or you can do this and not that. You can't gamble.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of a scenario where gambling can't be binary, like where gambling isn't binary, where you either place the bet or you didn't. Where is the alternative that makes it not binary? This situation not binary. Is it just the quote unquote addiction?
That's what they're leaning on. The situation he's talking about addiction, and that's where I have my problem. And I'm not saying that he is or is not addicted. Maybe he is addicted to gambling. I don't know. But here's the end of the day, and I've said this numerous times on my show, you got to do what's best for the kid, right? Well, right now, getting him better, is if he's addicted, that's what's best for him, not putting him on a football field. They're more concerned with game 3 right now than they are him attending that damn class.
They're not concerned about the gambling at all.
No. They're already talking about him coming back game 3. They're concerned with game 3 in Brendan Sorsby. They're not concerned with what he's doing in rehab that they're sending him to.
I want to read the coach's quote in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people. If you're an Auburn business owner, less than $1 a day, you can list your business and have this website broadcasted to thousands of Auburn listeners every single month, every single week, every single day. It's just an incredible value, and you have the potential to do a business spotlight podcast. We drop those once a week. And then Auburn fans, do business with Auburn people. It's that simple. Start with Auburn people before you do anything. It's buyauburn.com. And speaking of doing business with Auburn people, hit me up. It's kylerush@kw.com. If you need a good realtor in the Lee County, East Alabama area, I got 4 townhomes, great investment, under $300,000. Got a pool, got a fenced-in backyard. They take care of your yard for you, and we have proven game day revenue that we can give, we can show you. It's a no-brainer. Hit me up. It's kylerush@kw.com. All right, so let me read Joey McGuire's. What was the movie with McGuire?
Jerry Maguire.
Okay. I keep wanting to call him Jerry Maguire, but it's Joey Maguire. Okay. We're here to support Brendan. That's fine. I do believe he made a mistake. That's fine. And whenever that happens, I do believe there should be consequences. That's fine. But here's the but. Every terrible statement starts with but, right?
As a boss told me one time, everything that comes after the word but is a complete fabrication.
I told my wife that one time, and she got mad at me. I said, no apology has but in it. You can't have an apology and have but in it.
No, you can't. And she got mad at it. I'm sure. Were y'all in an argument at the time?
Well, I think it was like one of those, I'm sorry that I did this, but you did this. And I was like, well, then that's not an apology. Like, we're not that
you just admitted you were getting back at me. That's what you just admitted.
Exactly. Something stupid, but
I hope she does not watch this. Otherwise, you're going to revisit that.
Yeah, she'll never watch it. We're good. Okay, here it goes. Here's what happens. Here's what comes after the but. Okay. So we support him. We believe he made a mistake. You should have consequences for your mistake. But it's my opinion that he shouldn't be penalized for the rest of this year or his career. Okay. So the rest of this year, you have to tell me why you don't think he should be penalized for the rest of this year when the rule is very, very clear. And it doesn't necessarily end his career. It just ends his career at Texas Tech. Now, he can go into the NFL and they can do whatever they're going to do. And here's the thing, Ben, I said this before we recorded. If they get the injunction and he plays this year, okay, and then he goes into – they have that court date and the court rules against them, it doesn't matter. It's still going to affect him in the NFL.
Yeah.
It may affect him in the NFL. It's going to affect him in the NFL regardless. Those are consequences of your actions. And, brother, I may take some heat for this, and I apologize if I do, but a gambling addiction ain't cancer, okay? We're acting like this guy's got to go through multiple rounds of chemo, and it's a disease, and it's out of his control. I can't vibe with that. I can't get on board with that.
I can't because of one, because an addiction is an addiction. But as I just mentioned earlier, they keep focusing on the comeback in game 3 and letting him play. They're not bringing forth his treatment. They're not saying, hey, right now he's got an issue and it's an
addiction. Screw the treatment. I'm tired of talking about the treatment.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not talking about it. That's part of the problem. All they keep talking about is when they can get him back. And it's like, y'all are not focused on the right problem here. The problem is he broke a rule. And you
do more damage to him, in my opinion. You know what they always – Ben, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like raising kids.
Yeah, it hurts to punish your kids, but you got to do it.
It sucks. But I think if you just don't punish your kids and you let them continue to do things with no repercussions, I don't know that you love your kid. That ain't love. Because then you're just letting them go out and do whatever they want, and they could put themselves in situations where they hurt themselves. If I'm Brendan Sorsby and I can gamble, I gambled as much as I did, and I sit 2 games. Are you kidding me? Why would I ever stop?
And look, He's got no emotional tie to that university, Kyle. Who's the hell thinks he's not going to do that?
He don't give a crap about Texas Tech.
If he plays, just think about him wagering in the playoffs. Because when they finally catch him, it's season's over. It didn't matter then. They don't care. He didn't care. So, you know, this is them going down the road of addiction. This is something that is similar. Like, and I told you, I've used the steroid thing, but as a buddy of mine brought up, he was like, so what's, because he brought up Georgia. You know, Georgia's had these DUIs and they've had these speedings. They've had these. It's like, so what is, you know, now what is Kirby going to start doing? Saying that these guys have a drinking problem. It's an addiction. Let's send them to rehab instead of kicking them off the team. Like, you're opening Pandora's box of being able to let you use addiction as a crutch. And it's not a crutch. It's breaking a rule. I'm sorry. If he is addicted, I'm sorry he's addicted. I hope he receives his treatment. However, it doesn't matter. You can't use that as a ability to break rules. And
no.
At the end of the day, it's that guy that's funding all that stuff over at Texas Tech, that big money guy, that he's like, I want him playing. And they're doing everything they can to make sure that happens.
It's just crazy, man. I can't even believe that. Like, I you know, it's one thing to go get a 25-year-old from Europe to come play basketball or whatever. It's one thing to pay a kid $5 million to go get him because you really, really need a quarterback. It's one thing to, you know, tamper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it doesn't affect the results on the game as far as like one team trying to go beat the other.
Correct.
Those things are, yeah, we got to address those things. But when we're talking about gambling, we're talking about the potential of it no longer being 11 on 11. We're bringing in outside forces now. We're opening the door for outside forces to come in to add to the equation. And like as a fan, how do you even watch a game? Like, it's taken a lot for us to just be like, okay with, you know, dudes making more than the coaches, you know, or crap like that. It's a completely different thing. And now I don't know if this guy did that guy dropped a pass right there. Did he drop it because he just dropped it, or did he drop it because he's got money on the game, or, you know, like a crazy call from an official? Like, everybody thinks stuff's rigged, you know, like,
exactly. And I was fixing to go down the road of Auburn and Texas A&M last year, where those officials knew that it was against the rules to do a deception play, but yet they allowed the deception play to take
Oklahoma.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Sorry. Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah. But they allowed the deception play to take place. And so you got to wonder, did one of those officials have anything going on it? And I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure that just was them having a brain fart and didn't enforce it. But you see that the latest, hell, there was a guy in the NBA, they pulled an officiating crew off the Toronto Spurs series. They pulled the entire crew out because they found out one of them was gambling.
Exactly.
And that's why they had to do it, because he broke the rule. There's a statement that also came from the AD. This is the one you wanted me to touch on earlier. I finally found it, because the damn statement is huge.
It's long.
Texas Tech is not a party to Brennan's lawsuit. We did not file it. We did not fund it. A young man in treatment for a clinically diagnosed addiction exercised his legal right to seek remedy in court, and the judge agreed with him. Our role has been to support his recovery, not to engineer his eligibility.
Your role, though, is to uphold, you know, NCAA rule, like uphold like the very fibers of the game for your institution. So, no, you don't necessarily – first of all, I don't believe a word he says as far as like orchestrating the, you know, eligibility. But what you should do is say, we're standing by the NCAA. And absolutely not. You're not allowed to play football for Texas Tech.
We are an NCAA institution.
Yep.
You can't play football. We will gladly pay for your treatment. We will support you in that aspect. But as far as football is concerned, you've broken a rule. This is no different breaking any other rule that is an NCAA rule.
The most golden rule of all, basically.
Yeah.
That any sport in the world, if you get caught gambling on your team, you're talking about he's lucky he's not going to jail.
That's
like,
exactly.
He may still go to jail. Who knows? So it's wild. Let us know what you think. I think we're just about done talking about this, but like stuff keeps coming out and it's just mind blowing. And
we're done talking about it till another statement gets released by one of these idiots that it keeps sticking their foot in their mouth.
But I mean, it could affect Auburn like down the road. Like it could
everyone, every sport, because here's one guy that made sense, a lawyer that called into the show. He didn't say where he practiced, but he said, it's the smaller schools that are going to be able to get away with it because the thing is they don't get the NIL money. So they're going to start doing this and just claim injunction. Some of these smaller schools, this past year, Alabama State got busted for doing some gambling. And it's one of those things where now they're sitting there, those athletes for Alabama State are probably sitting there going, I'll do it again and just do an injunction. Ain't nothing anybody can do about it. I mean, because if they let his pass, they got to let mine pass. So it's really so dangerous. It goes well beyond Texas Tech. It goes well beyond the SEC, playing the Big 12. It goes on down into the smallest of athletics in college sport. And if guys start shaving and guys start dropping passes and guys start because they're gambling on their team because they got online and did that. And here's the thing. What he knew he was doing was wrong, Kyle, because how many athletes have you talked to? I bet Chandler, even when he was, I bet they had compliance telling them you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, it's not like it's blind. It's not like they can play.
Oh, yeah, he said they had compliance stuff. Yeah. Like, every time a new app would drop, they'd have to have a whole compliance talk over it. So,
like, they can't just play – they can't plead ignorance, and that sounds like what he's doing too.
Exactly. We got to get out of here, guys. Let us know what you think. We'll talk about Auburn one day. We're out of here.